Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney will visit Indiana next month as he tries to drum up more support for his campaign. The former Massachusetts governor will hold an event in downtown Indianapolis September 23rd. With Hurricane Irene expected to make landfall along the eastern shores later this week, Indiana volunteers are already headed that way as first responders. Ann Gregson, spokesperson for the American Red Cross of Greater Indianapolis, says two locals are en route, and many more Hoosiers will also help after the storm has hit.
In a hurricane, they like to pre-position people in advance of the hurricanes, and then they'll be ready when it hits on Saturday, and who knows where they might end up. They just have to be flexible.
On average, the Red Cross spends about $450 million a year on disaster relief. It's still more than a week away, but many of us are looking forward to a long holiday weekend. Cynthia Bro with the AAA Motor Club says about 31.5 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home.
The percentage of breakdown of these travelers are automobile, 87%, air, 8%, and other means of transportation, 5%.
AAA says gas pump prices are up to a national average of $3.57 per gallon of regular. Officials at Indianapolis International are reconsidering a decision to take down a three-story sculptural painting and replace it with a video screen for advertising. Plans had been to remove the glass and canvas piece called Chrysalis. Officials are now rethinking that decision after some backlash. Overnight, scattered storms, a low of 67. Right now, 94 degrees for WFYI News.